So on Mishnah 3, v'chayeves v'maaseres v'maaser oni, this produce that grows from the truma is liable to the tithe, to the levy, and to the poor person. V'ani Yisrael, v'ani kohanim, noitlim, and the tithe that goes to the poor person, which we'll get to, the poor Israelites and poor priests may take it. But again, v'ani Yisrael mokren eshelahem, lo kohanim b'dumei truma v'adamim shelahem. They have to sell what they get to the kohen for the price of truma, which is cheaper than the price of normal produce, and they can keep the money, but they have to sell the tithe, the poor person's tithe. Achovet meshubach. Okay, now change of topic completely. This is talking about now threshing this produce, because you've got a bit of an issue here threshing the produce, because a priest's cow can only eat truma produce that doesn't serve exclusively for human food. You hear that? If it serves exclusively for human food, you can't feed it to the cow, right? So now this produce over here, if you want to thresh it, how do you do it? So it says, achovet meshubach, if a person smites it, meaning he doesn't use animals to thresh it. He just smacks it with a staff, right, to thresh it. So that's the best way of doing it. But dash ketzad yaseh, but if he wants to use animals to thresh it, tole bevefius bevetzare behema, what he should do is he should hang a basket around the neck of the animal that's going to be threshing the produce. He should put the same kind of produce in the basket that the animal is threshing. And so it'll come out that he doesn't have to muzzle the animal. And lo machel esa truma, and the animal doesn't have to eat the truma, because the animal can eat what's in the basket, and everybody, that works out nicely.